Or if you might wake somebody up, was going to pray in a church or something, they might walk up to the altar and you were tired and you said, I'm going to something down, get in bed. You might say that.
Lay down.
Like something you saw.
Sometimes once you lay down, you've gotten sleep. And
any other words?
You might wake up and remember something you were thinking about. That thing you were thinking about in your sleep, that would be what? What would you call that?
Oh, you forgot about it.
Well, when you lay down, you sleep. And you remember something that...
Oh, your memory come back or something like that? You remembered it?
Yeah, what would you call that? It was like, you go to sleep and the things that you think about when you're asleep, that would be called what?
Y'all were out at the tank, the duck box.
Something you saw in your sleep, that would be called
it there.
A vision?
Was there a rope up
or something else you might say?
A dream?
Any other words that people use?
Oh, dream.
Are they pretty much the same?
What a rope get that fat. Yeah, get a limb.
Let's say there was
most things. Vision would be more or less supernatural.
It's got channels.
One be used by older people more than the other.
Probably would dream be more
or
less.
You dream
about it?
If y'all were out at the checking the duck house in the water there, was there a rope up on the front of the boat?
Where did you attack the tree?
You were driving something
on paper. You don't know. Wasn't no rope that got tied in front of the boat? Yeah, got hold of a limb and walked it out.
Where we just called it.
Let's say you had a rope up on the boat and you wanted to get it up on land. You'd go and
rush
what would
it? Oh, pull it.
But if you had
it's got a chain on it.
Doesn't. What kind of hand do
you use? Oh, concrete block, anything a little bit of weight on it. More underweight, same thing.
If you were in a river and you wanted to anchor someplace, you'd do something different?
If a truck float heavy, you'd need a heavy anchor.
Same thing.
But a pond don't have a truck or anything that holds
weight.
Let's say you're going on some of these unpaved roads down here. Car gets stuck in the mud, you were traveling with somebody.
You
get out behind the car and do what with it here? Try and get out of the hole.
Yeah, we just called a wrecker right quick. Too hard to push.
Back.
Maybe they rush out and get in the right
thing. What if you had a sack of groceries or something?
You
didn't have your car with you? And so you picked it up and you'd have to do what?
No, to get totaled.
Tote it home? Anything else you might say?
You could tote it or carry it.
What's the difference?
If you were cooking on the stove or something,
I'd tell
a child that you
I suppose it was everything you could handle, you know, it was all you could carry, what would it be then?
Be a heavy load.
What would you use to say that you carried it?
Bogart train.
If a heavy load, you'd never have to tote it like this.
Nope.
So what if it was a light load?
Light load.
You
get to go
fit.
What if it was a bag of meal? What would you do with
it? About a bag of sugar.
And that would be called what?
But did you say that?
If you were cooking on the stove or something, it was real hot. You might tell a child that was coming through the kitchen. That's a stove is real hot.
Suppose you were working on a project,
or there's a Bogart train to bring things back to you.
Nope.
No, so. You could go and throw a ball.
You
get to
go fetch. Well, I think he learned how to always fetch my neighbor's paper home. And that was embarrassing.
Yeah.